USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the Inflation Reduction Act will raise taxes and put America further into the recession, West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrisey says he can't believe Senator Joe Manchin would sell out his state like he did.
I think that if you were to draft a bill that would hurt West Virginia really, really hard, and you were to think of all the bad things you could do to our state, to coal mining and to our the price of energy in our state, our ability to be competitive, this is the bill you do.
The U.S. economy added 528,000 jobs in July. Unemployment rate falls to 3.5%. The Labor Department released its latest monthly jobs report Friday morning. July's report marked a positive jump from the prior month, which saw a payroll gain of 398,000 jobs added during the period and came in at more than double what economists had expected. USA Radio News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code GREAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code GREAT for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code GREAT for a $5 bonus.
South Korea joined the party to the moon Thursday with the launch of a lunar orbiter that will scout out future landing spots on Earth's satellite. The vehicle launched by SpaceX is taking a long roundabout path to conserve fuel and will arrive at the moon in December. The United States, China, and India are operating around the moon at this time. Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis has figured out how to deal with ineffective soft-on-crime state attorneys.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has suspended state attorney Andrew Warren of Hillsborough County. The governor claiming that Warren did not uphold state laws banning abortion and medical procedures for transgender children. He's replaced the state attorney with Judge Susan Lopez, who says that she will faithfully execute the duties required by her role.
I hold the utmost respect for our state laws, and I understand the important role that the state attorney plays in ensuring the safety of our community.
That is Tim Berg reporting, and we are USA Radio News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. That's 800-631-9123.
The Uvalde, Texas police chief has been demoted.
Pete Arredondo, the Uvalde School District police chief, who has been facing national scrutiny for his part in the response to the May mass shooting at Robb Elementary School, was demoted from a high-ranking position in another law enforcement department nearly a decade ago. This is all according to a report from the San Antonio Express News. Arredondo was relegated from assistant chief to commander in the Webb County Sheriff's Office in October 2014. The Webb County Sheriff Martin Kuehler stated that the reason was that Arredondo, quote, couldn't get along with people. Kuehler also said that Uvalde CISD had never called him for a reference after Arredondo applied to the department. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Whistleblowers nearing a dozen have come forward to expose the Department of Justice and the FBI of political bias. If this is true and we can't trust America's top law enforcement, it's a sad day for America. FBI Director Christopher Wray was told to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing that took place on Thursday. Mr. Wray said that allegations of the FBI suppressing information into the Biden business activities were deeply troubling. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.